Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Email us. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. I got
it.
For
you.
Oh, my God.
What's the phone number?
Oh, dude. There's a 9 in there. Am I even right about that?
Yeah, there's a 9 in there.
Told you.
One of them.
Just one.
Go around and figure it out. There's a 9 in there somewhere.
And 9 other digits.
That's right.
9 and 9 other digits.
You want to
call That'll
us.
Help.
Yep.
Just start trying random numbers with a 9er in there somewhere.
We're back. Probably do the whole show today. We had to leave a little early yesterday. Craig had a family thing to take care of, but everybody's fine.
Probably do the whole show.
unless Todd fades like the woman he is. He's got a little headache, right?
That's harsh.
No.
I'm
just trying to go so over the top that people right. don't take this seriously. And they're still going to take it seriously, you know.
Right.
He's not a man, like at least I was. We'll find out if Puss is today and Craig is tomorrow.
Yeah. My arm hurts, and I'm a little foggy.
All right, well, foggy.
That's about it. What we're used to.
How much more foggy than you are normal? Come on.
I'd say 12% more foggy.
Okay.
That's normal. We can deal with
that. Friday fog, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say.
Isn't that a normal fluctuation?
For all of us, it is.
For all of us.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a hangover, but I'm not hungover.
Right.
And I can deal with that. Well, that's kind of a wasted hangover then.
It is. I would love to see, though, if they could give you a shot while you're sleeping and you didn't know you got the shot, to see how people reacted.
Well, that would be your 12 hours later,
no,
though.
No. But your mind over matter is huge. You know what I mean? I've known that. You think you're sick, you are sick. So if you didn't know you got the shot.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Some people, whoever got sick, probably still get sick. I bet you Todd would be fine right now. Because he's worried about it too much yesterday.
Well, his 12% could be anything.
Well, that's Friday 12. Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone I've talked to who reacted to it, and not everybody reacted to it.
All right.
It happened like about 12 hours after the shot. That's what we hear. That was the window. Yeah. Even Dr. Mina said that. Right.
And boy.
My buddy out in California got his ass kicked about 12 hours after the second
our
Pfizer
buddy Kurt
dose.
Down the hallway, about our age, he got it. He's fine. He's a man like me. Bush gets his shot today. Let us know if you're a man.
Yeah.
Be honest with us.
Bush.
Would I lie to you?
Yes.
And Craig DeMar.
Yeah. Now, since I made it here, do I qualify as a man?
Slightly. It
depends on how you perform.
You're right.
Manly.
Yeah, manly. You are here.
Right.
You are here.
A lesser man would not be here. That's true. A note for our Deadpool players.
Nick was fine when he got his. He was a man.
Nick at the Pfizer or Moderna?
I think yeah. Those are the same, though. Basically.
That's the answer.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes. One of those.
Note for our Deadpool players, Pope Benedict XVI, the ex-pope that's still living.
In the casita out back.
Is 94.
All right. He quit. I love that, though. I'll stay in the casita out back, eat Cheetos. fix me something to eat. Check out his porn history. That could be creepy.
You think he tries to call the sitting pope, and the sitting pope just dodges his phone call? Maybe. Oh, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah. Or he pranks him.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, don't put his calls through. I don't care what he thinks.
This guy quit being the pope. Yeah. The hell? I mean, how hard is it to be the pope?
Just say something, you know, just speak out of both sides of your mouth, and you're fine.
Apparently, a person who gets the vaccine and flaunts it is also called a vaccinista.
Yeah, we dealt with that here on the show, and after the first couple of days, about a month or so ago, I realized that I was wrong, that since we have a platform, we needed to tell people we got the shot. Some people took that wrong, and they were wrong, because we were told, since we have a platform, tell people to get the shot, say we got the shot. And it does make a difference.
Now, there is a difference between saying...
But I also think, though, that people were telling their friends they got the shot. It's not bragging anymore. I was totally wrong.
Well, it depends on how you do it.
I admit that. Not, I got mine, you didn't get yours. Who does that, though?
That's the point of them.
I've never even seen that, though. I've seen I got my shot. And people say congratulations. Mine's coming up next week. Or I'm getting mine soon, hopefully, you know. I think it's helping people now.
And we all waited until it was our turn.
Yes.
Well, that's not the point.
Yeah.
It's a matter of flaunt. I mean, it's one thing to say it. It's another to flaunt it. Those are two different things.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what you mean by flaunting it, though.
Yeah, that's all perception.
Behaving with pre-pandemic boldness.
Oh, that part. Oh, I got it. See, I think those people...
Vaccinistas.
...were doing anything anyway. You know what I mean? I think the... We know this for a fact because our social media, we've seen people we actually are acquainted with. They've been going out the whole time, and they're flaunting it. Didn't even have the vaccine. I think that was horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that to me is more flaunting if you show 18 people crammed into a booth.
Before the pandemic. Yeah. Right.
Pre-pandemic.
Oh, yeah, huge
boldness.
Huge pictures together. You know?
Right.
I don't care if you have both your vaccine. If you're fully vaccinated and you decide to do something you couldn't do before, I have no problem with that. I mean, I have no problem with that. You did the right thing. Maybe not spitting on people and huge crowds or anything like that, but if you just, you know, if you want to go shopping now, you didn't even want to go shopping before. I mean, you still got to wear a mask because that's what we're all doing. I have no problem with that.
And I think before the pandemic, you weren't supposed to be spitting on people at a concert or anything.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. If it was a hardcore show or something.
Hardcore show they spit, yeah.
That was generally frowned upon.
Right.
But it just gets your ass kicked, not, you know, get everybody sick.
The coach of NCAA men's basketball champion Baylor Bears turning down the gift of a Jeep decorated with Baylor and national championship logos after a comment by the general manager of the dealership. Coach Scott Drew was being interviewed by dealership GM Ted Teague during a championship parade through Waco. Drew said that he would use the Jeep in recruiting, and Teague replied it would help the coach, pull players out of the hood.
Great.
Oh.
It sounds like a booster everywhere, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah,
but especially in Waco.
Yeah, no, everywhere.
No.
Everywhere. No. Old white boosters.
Some people felt that was a racially insensitive comment.
A little bit.
So Drew and Baylor's athletic director said in a post that they are not going to accept the Jeep, and that Ted Teague's comments do not align with Baylor's values or the culture of its athletic programs.
Good for him. I think the colleges at least are somewhat trying to do the right thing because they're melting pots of students. I love the fact that he probably loved that Jeep, too. You didn't say that, did you? Now I got to give it back.
Well, and they said that the women's coach had gotten one in the past when they won a championship.
Right.
You know, so there was a precedent. He could have kept it.
Oh, no, he would have kept it.
Yeah.
I have no problem. I had no problem with him keeping it until that. Now I'm glad he gave it back.
Then the dealer had to go and be a racist.
Yeah. Oh, you're a racist.
Never mind. Here's the keys.
It's happening a lot lately. Oh, you're a racist. I wonder where you were coming from.
Oh, that's just the radical left-wing agenda.
Yeah, it's not just the left-wing anymore. It's the radical left-wing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Every time you hear the left-wing, It's the radical left-wing.
Oh, you're anti-racist. You're radical.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why I feel bad.
That's the radical left-wing talking right there.
You want people to have equal rights?
No way.
That's the radical left-wing.
You don't hate the penises on a vagina and all
radical.
That stuff?
Radical.
We need to create problems that don't exist.
Right.
And solve them.
CNN says they've been talking to people about Matt Gaetz, including a pair of women who say that over the last few years, they've attended several parties in a gated community in suburban Orlando. The men inside were, according to CNN, a who's who of local Republican officials that often included Gaetz. Somewhat cleverly, the officials did not want the night's activities documented, so the women were immediately asked to put away their cell phones when they got to the house parties.
Joe.
Sometimes the people at the...
This is eyes wide shut.
Yeah, sometimes the people at the parties dressed in formal wear from a political event they just left. They shared drugs like cocaine and ecstasy. Some had sex. Gaetz liked to discuss politics, said one of the women. He behaved like a frat type of party boy. She said sometimes taking pills she believed were recreational drugs.
You know, we could line up some nice coke lines on his forehead. That's a flat area. Wouldn't fall anywhere, man.
CNN claims the behavior of Gaetz and the other high-powered men at the event and the pattern of digital payments that followed likely be items of interest to the Justice Department as part of its probe of Gaetz that includes allegations of sex trafficking and prostitution. Because after some parties, money would change hands.
For tuition.
Well, they're
according to
that.
Receipts reviewed by CNN, Gaetz and his associate Joel Greenberg, that former county tax commissioner indicted last year on federal charges, they used digital payment apps to send hundreds of dollars to at least one woman who attended the parties. One of the women said she got money from the Greenberg guy after some of the parties, and that some of the payments were for providing sex, but wouldn't say who she slept with.
How does the Venmo work? You back that up with a credit card or your bank account?
It's just like a PayPal. It's another version.
It's
Okay. You link it up to your bank, and then you can pay electronically. I use it.
Yeah, my daughter uses it, too.
Some of the parties took place in hotel suites, and at the end of alcohol-filled political functions, one of the women said no one ever wants to stop partying, stop drinking once you've had a few glasses of champagne in you.
And cocaine, we know that.
And cocaine. Well, yeah, that was mentioned.
The party goes a little further
absolutely.
When everybody's coked up.
And everybody's having a good time. Well, we've been to these parties.
Yes, well, not...
Well, not the paying for sex.
Not the dressed-up Republican right-wing coke
parties.
Well,
no, not that.
We were the cool rock and roll coke parties in the day.
But,
two different parties.
Both women said they never saw anyone.
And we didn't pay for sex because they gave it up.
Yeah.
And so did we.
We gave it up.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. We let it happen.
That's right.
Well, we worked for it.
No, we gave it up.
We gave it up.
They wanted it.
Both women said they never saw anyone at the parties who appeared to be underage. Gaetz has denied ever paying for sex and blah, blah, blah. He also accused...
What's appear to be underage mean? Because a 17-year-old looks like a 19-year-old.
Yeah,
it means nothing.
That's all you can say.
That means nothing.
Nobody looked underage.
There's no 10-year-old girls running around. That makes no sense.
Yeah, Gaetz also has accused investigators of twisting his generosity towards women into something criminal.
Well, unless there's hard evidence with this guy spilling the beans, that dude's going to walk. Everything sucks.
The guy
pays for anything on that side.
Greenberg, he's the guy who's in Gaetz orbit that is facing charges related to the scandal. He was apparently engaged in sugar daddy relationships with several people.
Yeah, I saw a whole story on sugar daddies, and, you know, it's these young girls exchange sex. They're usually in college, or college age, I should say, and a guy just, you know, pays their bills, and they have sex with them. There's an app for it. It's like a website, secret website people get on.
Well, it's not that secret.
No, it's not. It's
sugar daddies or something
like that. It's not, but
I
wonder if there's guys on there saying that artists aren't quite as sugar solvent, as I say.
Mm.
I got $40. I'll buy you pizza once a week, and I stop by, you know. No, sugar daddy means pay school, pay for your college, buy you cars, maybe give you an apartment. That's sugar daddy stuff.
Yeah.
I read a piece yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. Apparently, this is a thing. It's called FinDom, financial domination. Guys seek out women, and they say, throw money at me. No sex involved. It's all just an app. You know, they're watching either online or exchanging notes back and forth, but, you know, she shames them into giving her a bunch of money.
And he gets off on that?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. I'm glad we don't have that.
And apparently she makes a lot of money. This one particular, you know, there's more than one person who does this. So apparently there's rich guys that just want to
be shamed out of their money and, and don't get anything out of it. Well, they're twisting.
Yeah.
But that's nothing. You can do that without you.
They can do that for free.
Yeah, exactly. Is that a cuck? Are you Googling that again?
Kinda.
Okay.
No, I just happened across the article. Okay. And said, really, guys do this? Throw money at women and they don't get any sex?
You see those articles. You do.
Did you read the entire thing with that kind of tilted head, confused puppy dog look?
Yeah. Well, there's everywhere. Takes all kinds, I guess.
What is that about?
Yeah. Todd, National Park Week starts tomorrow.
Oh, it is that time of year, isn't it?
Saturday through the following Monday is a week at the national parks.
Oh, so they do actually give you a weekend. Is it free admission?
Well, two weekends.
Oh. There you go.
Actually.
It's a 9-day week?
Yeah. The 17th through the 25th.
That is for all national parks?
Sure.
I think Yosemite requires reservations this year.
Yes, they do.
They're limiting the amount of people that can go to,
Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Yosemite, right. Say it right. Get it right.
So check out National Park Week and find out more on the news and every day's virtual events at nps.gov.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Peter, come on. Relax.
I can only have one national park on the schedule for the summer.
Good for you.
One that I haven't been to before.
That'll be on Todd's podcast.
Yeah, you're only later. One ahead of me.
All right. Take a picture outside the sign like you always do.
Oh, I have to. It doesn't count.
I know.
Unless you take a picture.
Outside, standing outside the sign.
By the sign at the entrance of the national park.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The sweet aromas of the apple fritter, cinnamon roll, and blueberry muffin are hard to resist. So making it the rest of the way home without reaching in your McDonald's bag is no easy task. But nothing worth doing is easy.
Wake up and pair any one of these sweet, fluffy, frittery bakery treats with a McCafé iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And I keep forgetting to mention that lawmaker in Canada that was seen naked during the virtual House of Commons meeting.
Oh, naked even? Not just tubing it?
Yeah. He didn't know that his that the camera had started up yet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is all over the place.
All right.
William Amos.
Say, oops, I didn't know the camera was
William Amos.
You said Amos?
Here's A-M-O-S.
Here's my Canadian wiener out. There he just called a wiener.
He was just caught standing naked in his office.
Whoa!
The office, even.
This is full frontal. Like, from the knees up.
He said the camera just turned on while he was changing. He said his camera just turned on while he was changing into his work clothes.
Who's, what's work clothes? Underwear? Underwear?
No, he had, you know.
He's naked, though. You wear the same underwear.
I can only tell you what he's saying.
No, here's the deal. Listen, if he had jeans and a t-shirt on, he still had underwear on. So he switched out of jeans into his clothes, he'd still be standing in his underwear.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Why would he be naked?
Well, the camera has
to turn him around.
Maybe he slept in his underwear, and he's getting ready for the day, and he's changing his drawers for the next day.
I'm not buying it.
That camera has a mind of its own.
I'm thinking,
well,
hey.
Sometimes they do just...
Oops, the meeting's on. Oh, did you see my penis? Sorry.
He's not doing anything.
I know. Maybe it gets off.
Do they just turn on sometimes? I don't think so. I think you have to activate it.
Okay, but we're not in everyday meeting.
Yeah,
we don't know how these things go.
We know, join the team's meeting. Bang. Bloop.
Yeah.
Oh, my pants
that
are off.
We do
damn
that.
It. There's my penis.
Well, and this is why
we've only done that twice.
This is why these little cameras, even the ones we have a little lens cap.
Right.
Close it. And when you're ready to use it, flip it open so then even if it does come on,
nobody sees you naked.
I always forget
this thing's on because that's if Nick can see us, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder, if I whip my junk out, shove it in that camera, can Nick sue me?
Well,
not no, because you've now warned him.
Yeah, well,
and when
you,
I say
I'd warn you guys, you'd see it up here on the TV screen too.
Well, we'd see it live. You'd be standing in
well,
front of us.
You'd see it. Craig would have to arch his neck around.
As I do.
I should flash Nick in, yeah. Because we haven't had an update on the bruise on my ass lately.
No, we haven't.
Oh, he does need to check that out.
Yeah. I haven't checked
were
out.
Were we asking for that?
The bruise on my ass. I'd like to know if it's getting any better.
And that, go and ahead, that show, counts.
You,
show
you,
us.
You have a wife.
I know, but I forget.
Show us.
I forget.
You forget you have a wife?
No, I forget to see. Forget, look at my ass.
I forget about the bruise.
I'll
really
say
has.
I forgot to ask my wife, so the guys will look at my ass. Let me see it. Sure, let me see it. I'll see it.
Well, we should save it for Nick.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Get the camera right there, right? Okay. But don't tell him.
Oh, yeah.
Say, Nick, look at Todd's camera.
Yeah, he's not listening right now.
He probably is.
Yeah, he's not paying attention.
That's it.
If he's just, he's getting excited.
That's true. Drive he might carefully. Not make it in.
Focus. Yeah, focus on the focus.
I guess he's whipping a UE right now.
Or whipping it out.
Probably that.
I love that. Oh, I'm naked. I'll try that. We have a monthly meeting here with our boss, and none of us turn our cameras on. A couple people have their cameras on. There's about, 25, 30 people on that thing?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe more.
Oops, my penis is out. Sorry.
Oh, that's just Tyler.
Sorry.
He does that.
Now, there have been times where I got home around 10:30 in the morning and that meeting starts, and I'll join the Teams meeting, and I have to go Kelly Clarkson, but not in the trash can, actually in the toilet. So I will put the phone on the sink and aim it straight up because I
just in case
there's too many of these stories everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere. Well, you know,
you really can't be too careful.
No, you cannot.
No.
Even if my camera's not on, I'm still aiming it somewhere else.
Yes.
While I'm pooping.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm always checking to see if the video is on.
Always.
Oh yeah.
Make sure that I'm muted.
Right. And when that meeting ends, usually I'm laying in bed. I make sure that thing is off.
Yeah, you have to swipe up so that the whole app is
right,
shut off.
Right.
You don't want any chance.
You know
chance.
What I do in bed, Craig, when I'm by
I
myself.
Do.
Yeah.
Snore?
And when you're with people.
Yeah. Snore, masturbate.
Yeah, I put a link up to this guy so you can see the photo that everybody saw of him standing there in the all together.
Now, is it a blur there, or did you just blur it out?
This is a story from AP, and they just put a little dark spot over his junk.
Got it. All right. Damn it.
He would not like me calling it a little dark spot.
Yeah. Got more Deadpool names, Craig?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get rid of some of those.
Thank you. Some more of the players. We're going to wrap this up pretty quickly. That had Prince Philip.
Bernie Madoff to come.
In our Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Tyler's Grinder Finder. Congratulations there.
Yeah.
Tyler's spicy trouser cheese gets a hit.
I don't know what that means.
Tyler, my balls are out. Gets a hit. Right. As does Uncle Package. Unnecessary math with Todd gets a hit.
that's when Todd goes down the drug calculator rabbit hole, and he loves so much.
I get a lot of questions.
I know.
Vote Weed gets a hit, as does Wafting Past the Bunghole. Right. Wasabi. Let's see. Wasabi Shooters gets a hit.
Right.
I may have. That might be Wasabi Snooters, but I've written all over it, so I can't tell. Wichita Nick, two holes, no waiting.
Oh, there it is. Nick, there it is.
Wolf Puss Blitzer gets a hit. Your knee hurts, bend over, and your death is on my list. That's it for Prince Philip.
We have 9 hits for Tyler's Tupperware Turd, and the rumor is, at least the social media, thinks he might be a time traveler.
That he knows.
Because he's obviously going to get 10. And he knew he was going to get 9 quick, too, by mid-April, if he's a time traveler. All right.
Yeah, I'm curious if he's making any big wagers.
He or she, we still, that's what's so cryptic about the Tyler's Tupperware Turd. You wouldn't think with a name like that you'd be cryptic.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't know who it is.
And 0 correspondence.
0.
Right.
Have not checked in at all.
I don't know if he's doing anything else.
Or she.
Yeah. But if you're a time traveler and the only thing you take advantage of is to win Craig's Deadpool, you're kind of a dumb time traveler.
Yeah. I'd go full Biff Tannen. You know?
You bet on stuff,
yeah,
right?
Bet. Make some money.
Yeah.
You get a plaque out of this, man.
I like
That's it.
Maybe you chose, I'll win this first and do the stuff later.
Yeah.
I always wanted to win this one. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.